This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2023 CUNA GAC here in Washington, D.C. And in the studio lounge, we have CUNEX's very own Baron Conway. Baron, how are you, sir? Good to see you.
Good. Good to see you. Pleasure to meet you.
Well, pleasure to meet you. I know it's bright and early here I think it's Monday morning.
I believe it is.
Last
Monday
I checked.
Yeah, it's easy to lose track.
I know, no doubt. Isn't that true? So how are things going? I mean, I think the show opened last night in the big exhibit hall. How was that for you guys?
It opened last night. We're there as part of the CUNA Mutual booth.
And, you are? Okay.
Yes, because CUNEX is part of CUNA Mutual.
That's right.
Under the FinTech Services group there. So that was great. Got a chance to meet a bunch of people there, both existing CUNA Mutual people, other CUNEX's people,
right on,
and a whole bunch of different partners and customers that we work with.
Excellent,
so it was
great. Good. Yeah, I'm assuming the exhibit hall was packed last night with tons of people.
It was packed. It was one of those,
that's awesome.
You know, when you go to those big events, right, and it's all nice and crisp and new that first day, Everyone's sort of a little bit wide-eyed, but It was great.
Everyone's looking their best.
Everyone is suited and booted.
I'm going to remember that one. I like that. So any expectations for you all at the conference this year? Obviously you want to network and find some new folks to do business with and all that type of stuff, but any other expectations for you guys this year?
Yeah, you know, I think it's a couple of things. One is, to your point, right, there's our existing customer, well, there's the networking, but I think really it's also reaching out, meeting, saying hello to our existing customers, right? So much, especially over the last few years, has been so remote, right, and so over the phone or so through video. So, you know, where we can have some FaceTime, actually get to see people. I'm new to CUNEX, so this is the beginning of week 9 for me, so it's all about buildings and establishing some of these relationships. And also, we have some great partners, so this is all about connecting with our partners, having some conversations, and making sure we have and deepening those relationships. Mm-hmm. So really, you know, looking forward to a good couple of days.
Yeah, and this is a great show to do just that, for sure. All right, hey, the topic at hand here is strategies for proactively identifying members who are likely to need financing in the near future. So can you give us a bit of an overview here on this topic?
Yeah, I can. So, you know, it's been an interesting year or so, right? When you think about the shift in the economy and, you know, a year ago, everyone had so many deposits, right?
All they were worried about
was, you know, how much can I lend, right? And we've sort of done a little bit of a 180 degree now, right? So where there's the struggle to drive deposits. Mm-hmm. That being said, right, and there is a need for that, right? That being said, you know, we still need to service our members. Credit unions still need to service their members, right? So what we need to do is continue to find and identify strategies for smart lending, right? Mm-hmm. And that's where it comes down to, you know, using concepts behind targeting and personalization and automation to better target members, to find them and to present them with the offers that are relevant for them and make that experience easy and seamless, affordable both for the member, i.e. making it sort of easy, but also affordable from a credit union perspective, driving that operational efficiency.
Right.
So really that for us is what that opportunity is.
So is CUNEX's, you guys come in and make that operation super efficient, or what's your role in all this?
So if you think about CUNEX's, right, CUNEX's is this concept of taking the struggle and hassle out of a loan application. In fact, you move away from a loan application. So for a select group of members, right, those members who, you know, unique and targeted and personalized to each credit union, right, they have their own lending and business rules, right? They can look at their relevant creditworthy members based on those rules, right? Using CUNEX's, you can actually present your members pre-approved offers. So what does a pre-approved offer mean? So for a member, they don't need to go through an application process, right? There's no need to go through the lengthy, I'm filling out, you know, 5 screens, 50 pieces of information. It's quite literally a few clicks and you basically can get your loan funded.
Oh my gosh.
You don't need to have your credit pulled, right? Which I think a lot of people, especially in this day and age, are always a little bit sensitive because we've gone through the process, right, of working with the credit bureau, you've pulled the data, and you have that information. So you can present that offer to a member really more as an e-commerce and shopping experience. So that's the other side of CUNEX's, from a member experience, right? You know, customers, people, right? Everyone knows e-commerce. Everyone knows how to go to a storefront and shop for a product. that doesn't really exist in the world of financial services. And what QNexus does is that it almost presents to you a storefront where you can see your offers very clearly. So mm-hmm. is it a new car, a used car, a credit car offer? Mm-hmm. So you can present that information to members, right, to make it very easy for them to engage. And then on top of that, you can, within that, because it is a storefront, you can add additional products and services. So maybe it's non-interest bearing products, maybe it's deposit products, but all of that can actually be integrated into the QNexus storefront.
So the interface is somewhat like a retail environment, I'm assuming. So people, when they go there, they go, oh, this looks very familiar. It's not like just an average financial institution. Hey, this is very familiar to me. So I'm assuming that's the benefit for a credit union here when member goes like, hey, this looks this is familiar territory here.
There's a few, right? So absolutely that. So if you think about it, right, if you were to go to, you know, typically you go to a bank or a credit union, right, and you're mm-hmm. going to apply for something, you know, you hunt through the menu and you go for apply now and then you go for all those different sort of steps, right? What we're doing though is presenting that information to you. So you actually go to a page or a tab or a component in your online banking mm-hmm. experience, and it may say your offers, right? And all of this stuff can be customized and tailored to an individual credit union's needs.
Yeah.
But let's say it says my offers, right? And you click on it, and you're literally presented with a screen that presents to you, right, a series of offers, right? And it could be, you know, Mike, you're pre-approved for a car loan, right? You're pre-approved for a credit card, right? You know, have you considered, you know, debt protection insurance, right? Have you considered, you know, here's a certificate, you know, targeted towards you. And so what you can do there is you see that presented to you. So let's say it's the car loan, right? So you're in market for a vehicle, you want to look at a car loan. So you can literally go through that. It will show you, you're pre-approved for, you know, $50,000 car loan, 60 months, 4%, right? Now you can go in there, you can change the amount, you can change the terms, right? But then you go through that process, and quite literally, you know, depending on how the rules of each individual credit union sets it up, it could be one or two, it could be three or four clicks, but you go through those steps, and that basically the loan gets funded. So you will say, accept that offer, that mm-hmm. offer gets redeemed.
Mm-hmm.
We're integrated into, I think, practically every LOS, right, from within the credit union space. Mm-hmm. And so that there's that straight through processing, right, where you take that information that comes from QNexus, and it goes into the LOS, and the funding process kicks off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that you?
And that's Siri.
Siri's popping in.
Even Siri's
she did that yesterday to me.
So there you have that straight through processing side. So to come back to your question, I think from a credit union perspective, right, there's a few things here which are really powerful. One is you're creating this incredible member experience, right? It's engaging, it's easy to use, right? It's modern, which is what everyone needs and wants.
Mm-hmm.
Equally important, though, is this whole concept of efficiency and operational mm-hmm, efficiency, mm-hmm. right? By being integrated into an LOS, right? And by having a straight-through processing, mm-hmm, as it were, mm-hmm. you're minimizing that need for human intervention,
right?
You know, ideally, you're minimizing it down to, you know, practically zero intervention, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's the beauty of this, right? You're delivering value to the member, you're pulling operational cost out of the process through this integration.
I see it working kind of two sides of the coin here, because you mentioned the modernization of it or the contemporary. It's a contemporary interface, so everyone, again, is very familiar with that kind of retail environment. So when the member comes in there, they're very comfortable with that. And on the flip side, from the credit union perspective, the operations, the efficiency is so smooth, so easy. Like you said, there's barely any human intervention, which, again, benefits the member as well. So, yeah,
it does.
Really cool.
And, you know, and then I would just add one other thing, you know, we've always got to remember about data, right? Data is such an important thing.
Oh, boy, here we go. Right? Yeah, we can't take a breath without talking.
So one of the beauties is within QNexus is we basically capture every single interaction around that someone's journey within the funnel.
Mm-hmm.
So from a credit union perspective, you can start looking at that data and help you think about, okay, for when I'm running a marketing campaign, who went to QNexus and completed, or who went to QNexus and didn't complete. And one of the things we've seen is that, you know, there's a certain percentage of people who will do something online, but there are customers, members who will go to a branch or will pick up the phone,
mm-hmm.
right? That's the nature. And what you want to be able to do is support the channel wherever a member wants to be and however they want to engage.
Yeah.
So one of the things we've seen is twofold, or a few things we've seen, I should say. One is that members who go to the QNexus experience, right, but don't complete on QNexus, seem to have a much higher tendency to complete the loan offer when they then go into a branch and pick up a phone. So it doesn't just drive the online experience, it also drives the offline experience.
Right.
And the beauty here is we also present that offline experience as well. So in branch and over the phone, we have basically a view into Kinexus, so your team members within branch can actually see those offers and have those meaningful conversations with the members. So basically, you're actually enabling not just the member, you're actually enabling credit union staff, credit union team members as well. So that's incredibly valuable.
So everybody loves it.
We like to think so.
That's the idea for sure. Any other strategies that you want to share with us before we wrap up here? Because I know you have a busy day ahead of you. So
I do have a busy day, and I appreciate the opportunity. And you know, the only other strategy I would say is one of the beauties with Kinexus is we have this concept called wildcards, right? And this allows you to present other types of opportunity and offer to a member, so not just a loan. So for example, if you've got a campaign for certificates, right, and you really want to make sure you're targeting a specific set of members with those certificates, you can actually create a wildcard of that certificate that will actually link to, you know, and send you to your account opening and onboarding system for opening of that product. So again, you can use Kinexus as a targeting tool as much as you can for a loan acceptance tool as well.
Good stuff. Yeah. And this is all, I mean, again, this is only beginning. The beauty of this technology is we say about a lot of other technology, it's just going to get better and better and better.
It is. So, absolutely.
Yeah. Good stuff. All right, Baron, well, I'm going to let you get back at it because I know, again, you have a busy day. So
I do. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time, sir. Well done.
Thank you.
All right, Baron Conway, everybody, from the fine folks at Kinexus. Go check them out.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.